This is Dakota Datebook for July 4th. North Dakota has a lively history of local Independence Day celebrations. Here's a sampling of the 4th of July from way back when. In 1880, in Bismarck, there were many festivities over 3 days for the 4th. About 200 people rode a train west to the Green River on a newly laid extension of the rail line. They enjoyed a meal, music, and dancing before returning east. At Fort Abraham Lincoln, an entertainment troupe performed. At least 400 people picnicked in an elm grove near Apple Creek. The Rosebud steamboat carried 150 people and a band downstream to Fort Yates. They arrived too late to catch a Lakota Sundance performance, but they did catch a military band and a dress parade. Other events included horse races and a tightrope walk over Bismarck's Main Street. In 1886, a young Theodore Roosevelt gave an Independence Day speech in Dickinson. He'd been ranching and hunting for a few years in the Badlands around Medora. The cowboy and future president spoke afternoon from atop a soapbox on the edge of town. He was initially hard to hear over the wind. He said, "I am myself at heart as much a Westerner as an Easterner. I am proud indeed to be considered one of yourselves, and I address you in this rather solemn strain today only because of my pride in you and because your welfare, moral as well as material, is so near to my heart." In 1916, a bachelor preacher in McKenzie County journaled about the two-day festivities at Watford City. Those included a band that repeatedly played the only four tunes in its repertoire, a terribly stale baseball game between Watford and Banks, and a Bronco busting contest. The next day, the city provided free beer at the back of a blacksmith shop. And despite North Dakota being a dry state, it was a local marshal who doled out the beer. The afternoon included bareback and saddle and go races and another Bronco bucking contest. One horse ran between two houses, forcing the rider to throw himself off to avoid having a clothesline take off his head. He won first prize. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.